I want to thank you for the opportunity to be with you. Someone's called me on the phone today and asked me where I was going. They've lived in the Georgia area, but he was unfamiliar with this locality. And I was telling him I'm hoping I'm entering there with low expectations, at least in regard to myself. I said, I don't know that I would know a lot of people. And I get here and I know a lot of people, and then I know a lot of people that know you. So it's really a pleasant moment for me to be with you. Wherever I go, I like to really begin the meeting stressing the need to read the Bible. We can never do that too much. And I try to give some thoughts that might stimulate you and encourage you to do it. And I really, really believe in what I would like to call aggressive Bible reading. By that, I mean where we're attending right now, we're reading 1st and 2nd Corinthians every week for 52 weeks, the whole year. We're trying to read through the Bible as well during the whole year. I have another class. I do a class in the book of Revelation. Out of respect and reverence for the material, I feel like I need to read that book every week during this year. And I have some other projects where I need to be reading those books as well. And so I really do believe in reading the Bible. Sometimes, and before I tell you a few things, sometimes somebody might say, well, Tom, do you think you know a lot about the Bible because you read it a lot? And I say, it doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that I know a lot. It means I want to know a lot. And in that sense, we're all on the same page. You know, I was in a meeting a good many years ago, and an elderly man said, I've never read the Bible like this. And he said it with some tears in his eyes. But I said, you can start now. We can all be on the same page immediately. We just keep coming back to the Word of God because we want to know more about God. Jeremiah will say, and I really think this quote is really taken by Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, but let not the mighty glory in their strength. Let not the wise glory in their wisdom. Let not the noble or the rich glory in their wealth. But if anyone's going to glory in anything, let him glory in this, that he knows me and understands me, says the Lord. That's what we're trying to do. It's our lifelong endeavor to know God and to understand God. And if I were to tell you, you could go to heaven without ever reading the Bible. A lot of people kind of give that impression sometimes. You see, one of the dangers of thinking that God speaks to you directly and he will reveal everything you need to know along the way directly, people like that don't generally read the Bible. And that seems to me to be one of the greatest dangers of that mentality God's telling me all along the way. I remember in a home Bible study I was studying along, it was a Pentecostal group, and we had good success there. But I remember when we got to a point where the Lord told them, don't take any thought about what you're going to say or how you're going to say it. And I told them, but I have to give thought to what I'm about to say and how I'm going to say it. And maybe that will be a small point in the lesson tonight, but that's why I read the Bible. I learn what I need to say. And the more I read it, the better I understand how I ought to say it. It doesn't mean I've arrived, but it at least begins to open up a vision that I think can help us. So, aggressive Bible reading. There are a few things that I'd like for you to have.